Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
Okay, so we're hiking up, what is this called?
Mount Kemmerer.
Well, Mount Kemmerer, but the name of the trail.
It's the Mount Kemmerer Trail.
I thought it was the lower...
We were started in the lower gap.
Okay, but we are making our way up. And I think we're at a clearing. Like, there's this... And we're curious if we're going to see something on the other side of this. How long do you think we've walked right now?
We've been walking for about, 2 hours maybe?
So we've got to have at least done like 3 miles.
If that. Yeah, if not a little bit more.
Yeah, if not a little bit more.
We did stop to take photos and stuff, so.
We did. Luckily, it has stopped raining for the most part. There's still some rain dripping from the trees, but we're getting a lot of like... leaves falling and beautiful mist coming up from the valley. And we're about to turn this corner for this clearing. And it's another signpost. But, oh my God, I got a fly stuck in my throat.
I hope you recorded that.
I think I got it out.
I'm looking for adventure, wanna follow on the trail, or get a little lost and let the wind fill my sails. Get up when the stars still fill the sky, don't wake the sun, there's so much to be done, and the day has just begun. Go where the postcards are real, you can feel, you can open your eyes, and open your heart when you gaze at the national parks.
Follow you, follow you there.
At the national parks.
Follow you, follow you there.
At the national parks.
Follow you, I'll follow you there.
It's Friday night.
It is Friday night. And where are we this evening?
We are currently in Asheville, North Carolina.
I know, for our first and maybe our best live episode. And I can say that because it is our only live episode.
We can. So yeah. Far.
So far. It's the best.
It is the best.
It's the best. And
we have been, I feel fully in a delirium at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are, we've been going since Wednesday evening.
And somehow it's Friday night.
And somehow it is Friday night.
Right. We're like just traveling through time here, folks. Just like the rest of you, just at a faster pace.
Right. I mean, we left on Wednesday evening.
At 5 p.m.
At 5 p.m.
Because Dusty lives to disappoint me.
Why? What time did you think we were real?
4 p.m.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I was done at like 3:15, mm-hmm. and I had to drive an hour to you.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then, like, oh yeah, we'll easily leave at 4 p.m. No. Mm-hmm. I did have to send an email and, you know, do some work on my computer briefly.
Mm-hmm.
But you were the one who was like, what if we don't leave tonight? What if we leave?
I was just providing alternate options.
And then go drive after we nap, which
like
was...
at midnight.
In hindsight... maybe a good idea.
Right. Hiccups. Hercups.
I do have the hiccups right here.
You've got hercups.
So we drove all the way to Asheville in one shot, which, how long did the GPS say would take us?
10 hours and 21 minutes.
And how long did it take us?
12 hours.
Because we're human beings who have to stop and use restrooms and get gas and get snacks and do all of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, all that stuff.
But yeah, we arrived in Asheville at 5 a.m.
Yes.
Thursday morning.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Easter Standard Time.
Yes, and then we're so delirious right now.
Yeah, we are.
Because we've been hiking we hiked 7 hours today. It was an 11-mile hike. So after getting to Asheville, we crashed at Nadine's house for a little while, and then we woke up, and then we got to hang out with my mom. My mom came and visited.
It's true.
Lives in Birmingham, Alabama. Her name is Gloria, but she goes by Aunt
Gloria.
She goes by Aunt Glow. So yeah, right. She came to visit us, and we got to meet a lot of people in Asheville, walking around, mm-hmm. meeting some people, mm-hmm. telling some people a little bit about the show.
We did. We did some flyering some business carding and some just traversing the city, which was great.
And then we crashed really early at like 6 p.m. because we knew we had a big hike coming up today.
And also we were just all the tired.
All of the tired.
We basically only slept for 4.5 hours.
And I don't know that my body has fully recovered from all of the tired quite yet. But we did, we got our act together this morning.
We did.
And got up at 5 a.m. in order to leave at 5:30. But realistically, when did we leave this morning?
5:50, because Dusty lives to disappoint me.
Oh. I believe you're the reason we left at 5:50.
No. The answer is firmly in your corner here.
Okay.
And the answer is it was you.
And where did we hike?
It was always you.
Today.
We hiked at Mount Kammerer, which is pretty sure how we think we say it. Mount which also Kammerer. High and tired. Mount Kammerer.
Mount Kammerer.
Mount Kammerer.
It's sort of like camera, but with an E-R at the end.
Kammerer.
Kammerer.
It's C-A-M-M-E-R-E-R.
Yes.
Kammerer.
And then how long did it take us to drive there this morning?
It was an hour and a half. We did stop and, did our morning ritual. Slaughter at a goat. McDonald's. Eat some McDonald's. Also, I feel like I'm promoting goat slaughter on this podcast.
You have said it a lot.
I
don't say goat slaughter.
Just like Amy Adams. Look, her name came up again, just organically.
Well, I'm promoting like a wonderful, lovely human, and you are promoting the
sacrificial slaughter of a goat.
Sacrificial slaughter of goats.
I know. And I just feel like Jurassic Park really inspired me as a child, and I just, it's not anything to do with witchcraft. It's just, I feel like I'm a T-Rex, and I just need to slaughter me some goats.
Okay, so we just arrived here in Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and we are at the Cosby Campground.
Yep. It was about an hour and a half drive in this morning, after a McDonald's stop, of course, and it is supposed to be a rainy day, but right now it is absolutely gorgeous, and we're going to just pray to all the gods that the rain doesn't come.
Okay, so standing here at the trailhead of the, what is it called?
The Mount Kammerer Trail.
Great. I'm going to work on that all day, making sure I say that. What do we see right now? So, it's sort of like a slanted road. Like, we're sort of, this is a campground that people can use.
It's closed for the season. It is a closed, seasonally closed campground right now.
But there are all of the fall leaves all over the ground.
It is just like fall exploded right here.
You are living all of your Libra dreams.
I am. It's incredible.
So we're about to get on the
Lower Gap Trail, which is going to take us to Mount Kammerer.
And how far are we ascending?
I think we're going up 3,000 feet. I'm pretty sure.
Like we're on foot.
On foot.
On foot.
On foot.
But it's like a 4,000 plus.
4,928 feet, I think, above sea level.
Okay, so we're like 1,900 right now, though.
I think we might be more like 2. So maybe it's a little less than 3,000.
Okay, all right. Well, here we go.
So the first 3 miles of our Lower Gap Trail is supposed to be the most grueling part.
Oh. What? Grueling how?
grueling, just like scrambly, climbing steeply, doing all those things.
Great. Great.
And I would agree. I do think that it was grueling.
I don't know if I would consider it to be grueling. I think that, again, and this we'll talk about in a Trail Mix episode at some point, what it means to be strenuous or grueling. Oh, yeah. But I do feel like it was a little tougher than the rest of the hike ended up being.
Oh, sure. Like, when I mean, okay, grueling might be like an extreme word.
Well,
but I will say, like, it was not like, it wasn't. I mean, I will say it was relatively flat the whole time, but it was inclined. Like, it wasn't like walking over like jagged rock the whole time.
We weren't scrambling by any means.
We weren't scrambling.
No.
But you had told us that the, you know, it was going to be grueling, like toward the beginning, or that's what the website said.
Right.
Based on the research we had done for this hike, or yeah, the research you had done. You did all of the research for this hike. I did not.
I'm slowly bowing and I'm imagining a large crowd of people standing up and applauding me for that.
Yes,
but yes, I did. So yeah, no, what I did find is that we did climb like over 3,000 feet of elevation for the whole hike. And I feel like that whole first part, you know, the first, because it was an 11-mile hike, so it was about 5.5 miles out, and then 5.5 miles back. I do think that first 3 miles was our steepest ascent. Like
that
we
was
were,
definitely the steepest.
Yeah, but it was gradual, though.
Oh, thank God, because, I mean, it was, so we began the hike, like, at like one incline, and we basically stayed at that incline the entire time.
Right.
I mean, okay, let's do some math for a second. Like, what would we say is the angle of that incline? Like, maybe like...
It's close to a 45, I would say.
Maybe a little less. I was going to say like 35.
35, great.
Maybe like between 35 and 45 the whole time.
Yeah.
And it didn't get any steeper than that.
And here's the other thing too. We were on, and we talked about this on the way back. There were a series of switchbacks.
There was.
But it didn't feel like switchbacks.
No, not at all.
Because they were very, very long. But you would go one direction and then you'd hit your corner and then you'd turn.
Yeah.
But it was a long stretch.
Now, to describe sort of exactly what we were inside of, beginning at the campground, we were in a valley between like a couple of different mountains in the Smoky Mountain mm-hmm. range. And so we're ascending the sides of a number of different peaks to get up to what eventually is Mount
Kammerer.
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 So we're walking up. It is like fall, gorgeous, wilderness, realness. Like all of the colors, all of the everything. Now, also, there are leaves everywhere. Just all the leaves they haven't all fallen off the trees, but a lot of them have, and they have covered the trail. But luckily, the trail for this hike, it was really wide, and there were some rocks, and but the thing that sort of got annoying at the beginning was the rain.
Well, I even think before that, I think we anticipated, like, the temperature was supposed to be like around, like, I don't know, like 44 degrees, and so we came foolishly as usual. We came layered, like really layered. Like
I wore sweatpants the whole day.
I had stupidly, well, in some ways smartly, I had just layered up. So I had like shorts and then I had like, you know, athletic pants over those shorts. And then I had a t-shirt and a waffle knit and a flannel. And I also
had a
rain jacket.
You had a lot of layers going on. You had a few more layers than I.
Oh, I did. But I quickly like de-layered. I hiked for a good like, I would say 45 minutes in just shorts and a t-shirt because I got that warm.
It did get warm down there closer to the front of the trail.
Yeah. But then the further we climbed, we just, you know, Dusty's right. The rain did get real annoying.
You wish to have the curse reversed? You'll need a certain potion first. Go to the wood and bring me back. 1, the cow as white as milk. 2, the cape as red as blood. 3, the shoe as pure as gold. 4, the hair
the
is
slipper
yellow
is pure as gold. The slipper is
pure as gold.
And then the
hair is yellow as
gold. Yellow as gold. Right. This is where we are right now. Like, we just saw Bernadette Peters. She just came through. She was looking fabulous because I think this is act 2.
Yeah.
Yes. Before last midnight.
Before last midnight.
Yes. But you can literally see smoke rising from out of the valley.
Air quote smoke.
Air quote smoke. Exactly. Fog, beautiful, smoky mountain smoke. So, it's raining.
Yeah. Well, one of us came prepared.
Well, I had two rain jackets that I fully forgot at Nadine's place.
Yeah.
And now it's raining. Maybe you can hear it in this recording.
The pitter-patter of the drops on Dusty's... Not rain jacket.
Right, exactly. This cotton hoodie. What do we see right now?
This is like Spooky Town Halloween Trail right now. There's no one else on the trail. It is like the clouds have descended upon the mountains. The yellows and golds of the leaves that are still on the trees, which there's a lot of them, are like this bright... like beacon in this dreary sort of day.
And we're standing sort of on the edge of the trail right now that's jutting out from Mount Kimimera.
Kimimera.
And yeah, you can see like into the valley. It's beautiful, gray, and fully spooky.
Oh, and girl, was it spooky.
Yeah, it was definitely like, well, first of all, we really didn't see... anybody else on the trail.
There was no one else hiking this trail.
And also we came into like abandoned campground area. Oh,
it looked, I mean, completely out of a scary movie. Mm-hmm. Like it was like,
Right.
It was seriously like that. Just abandoned fall. It was a great day and... leaves all over the ground, and I mean it's like the wind sort of ushered in some sort of scary spookiness. So it was like this the whole way up, and as we were making our way up, you like the trees started to get, you know, a little shorter as you got higher and higher, the and you could see out into the valley, and this mist was just like continuing to roll through, which is...
and just, like, very billowy, too.
It's how the Smoky Mountains got its name. And as we made our way up, those mist clouds came closer and closer toward us.
They came for us, is basically what happened.
They came for us.
Real hard.
And we did not send for them.
No, we didn't.
That was fascinating, because yesterday we had been... walking around Asheville, talking to people about hiking and what they recommended. And one of somebody we met had told us that there are parts of the Smokies where it'll get so misty that you can't see your hand in front of your face.
Right, right. And that did kind of happen to us. I mean, it was a little wild to like be like, oh, look at all those billowy clouds like over there on that like hillside, mountainside. And then all of a
we're
sudden
inside of yeah. one.
It's like, oh, okay, I did not consent this. No. Not at all. So yeah, and it was, you know, at that point we had experienced some rain, and then the rain had let up, and then it was like, okay, wow, like this will be okay if it's like this. And we like hike up and we hit the juncture of the Appalachian Trail.
And I have to say, that is a question you and I get all the time. People are like, oh, are you gonna hike the Appalachian Trail? And to that I say, like, girl, like, that takes a long time.
Where is my sponsorship?
I know. I'm like, I can't, I'm not in any sort of place where I can right. just, like, not work for 6 months
exactly.
and hike literally from Georgia to Maine.
Yeah. It would be That's an incredible experience.
Incredible experience.
No one is, you know, denying that. And anybody
oh, no.
That has
and
the
I totally support everybody who's done it. And I mean, there's so many things, like so many epic treks like that I would want to do.
Yeah.
But it was really fun to like be on that Appalachian Trail for a little while.
For
today.
A little blip of a time, you know? And
totally.
I think when we were in Smokies before in the summer, which we'll have an episode later this month or early December on, like we were also on the Appalachian Trail for a little blip too.
Were we?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Because I don't think we've been on the trail... the Appalachian Trail at any other point in any other park. I think
no.
it was just the Smokies.
I did think about it might be fun to hike the New Jersey portion of the Appalachian Trail.
That's
it is 70 miles, so it would be like, you know, either there and back for a certain amount of time or like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But things to think about in
Ponderings.
The future. And with that, let's play a game. Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners.
Okay, let's play a game of reasons. We just came up with this game on the trail today. But it's a riff on the game categories.
Right, so one of us is going to give a reason for something.
And we both have to come up with answers.
Right, but the other person is going to ask you to come up with a specific sort of answer, like the funniest answer, or the most accurate answer, or the most believable answer.
Great. Okay. Right. So what is our reason?
Reasons why I can't come to the paint and sip party that you arranged.
Okay, great. And we have to come up with the most believable alibi.
Great.
Okay. Okay, I have my answer.
Okay, I have mine too.
Okay. Mine is because I have scheduled my colonoscopy appointment at the exact same time, and it's an evening doctor, and he's really great.
Oh, good for you. I hope he's gentle.
Yes.
Mine is that I teach at a competing paint and sip studio, so it would be bad for business if I came to your class.
But that's not totally accurate for you, because you would never be caught dead working at a paint and sip studio.
That's right. It's because I'm a ghost.
So we are on the Appalachian Trail. We are making our way up to the top of Mount Kammerer.
Kammerer.
I'm going to hesitate every time I say that name. But yeah, we're making our way up to the top. We had gotten to a point where it said we only had about
2.6 miles left on the trail.
So we had, and so therefore we had crossed the threshold of like the grueling part.
Yeah, that was like the point that we had read was going to be a little bit easier.
A little bit easier.
Leveling
and,
off.
Word to them, that's true.
It was
so much easier. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was for the most part pretty flat. It was like the incline was slight.
It was like a kiddie roller coaster track that you would be on like when you were five. Like, it was just like little ups and downs, kind of.
Fascinating.
Fascinating, I know, right? What an interesting comparison.
Kiddie roller coasters.
Kiddie roller coasters.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Miss Kiddie Roller Coaster.
Kitty's a great name. We can do a lot with that.
That is a good name. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're making our way up to the top and it's leveling off and it's so much easier. And like the mist here was even stronger.
Oh, it was basically like walking through water, essentially.
Okay, so what are we looking at right now?
Clouds.
We're literally, it's like we're standing here in the center of a cloud. I mean, it's gray. I feel like
Cosette.
I feel like Bigfoot is going to come out like any second. Mm-hmm. Like we will have found Sasquatch.
Yep.
And those are the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Yeti, whatever.
Yeah. So, and you can hear the rain and the, I mean, we are fully engulfed inside of the mist of the Smoky Mountains right now at this time.
Yes.
We talked to some guy yesterday at one of the stores we went into. He was so cute.
He was very cute. Yeah.
And he was like, when you get up there, if you go in the morning, you may not be able to see your hand in front of your face.
Yeah.
like it's that. Yes. We'll get that misty.
So, and here we are.
Here we go. Misty day.
Misty day.
Here we are.
Yep.
So we are walking all up this, the Appalachian Trail. And we eventually get to a spot where like the Appalachian Trail heads off to the right. And mm-hmm. then we have to head up what the 0.6 miles it was to the top.
Yeah, it was like 0.6 miles to Mount Kammerer.
And I noticed it started getting, it was like steep in some places and it was definitely rockier, but because of the rain, it was so muddy.
Yeah. And then eventually what happens is we start going down.
Oh my God, I know.
Which and was like heart-wrenching.
That is heart-wrenching. When you have spent that much time going up and then you suddenly start going down, it's like, you know it's coming back for you later.
Yeah.
You know you're going to have to go up that when you are like in the mind space to be going downhill.
Yes.
And it is going to totally play with like, play all those games in your head of like, oh, you can, you know, there's relief now. There's everything is getting better now because you're going downhill, but then you're not. You have so much more uphill to
do. Right. If I could borrow from Jewel, please. These foolish games are tearing me apart.
Yes, we definitely listened to that song earlier.
Yes.
And the car drive.
I felt it appropriate at this moment.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was.
But
and literally, I took my coat off and I stood in the rain. I was mm-hmm. always crazy like that.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
That's only if you know the first verse of mm-hmm. that song. So we are going up. And this is at the time where you told me, you were like, oh, yeah, there's like supposed to be like some sort of like lookout tower at the top of this. But we haven't seen it so far.
Right. You were like, oh, my God, we're going in the right direction, right? We're going down. This is right. I was like, yeah.
That was when like, I was getting confused.
We haven't seen the lookout tower yet. We're good. We're good. I've been we're looking okay. around.
We're going to figure it out. And then you and I walked up to like a place where you could like put your horse.
Yeah, it was like, it seemed a little crazy to me to even, I mean, obviously
bring
it wasn't.
Bring a horse up that high?
It wasn't that bad in hindsight to think about it.
I just, yeah, I mean, I feel a little bad asking a horse to do all that uphill. But there's a place to leave them because they wouldn't let horses go up to the top of Mount Kammerer.
Because it was super craggy.
Super craggy, steep, full of rocks, and it was muddy. So, like, right. for us doing that, it was a little bit treacherous.
The bipedals of the world.
Yes. We, there were definitely moments of, like, okay, how do I get around this mud mm-hmm. without, like, fully submerging myself mm-hmm. into mud, and it just didn't happen.
I think you had a moment where you were like, but my boots are muddy and I need to get them clean and we have to wash these when we get back and leave them outside. And I was like, honey, it is going to be like below freezing tonight. You're going to have frozen bootsicles.
Oh, I fully queened out. I just don't like, I understand they're hiking boots. Obviously they're going to get dirty, but I don't like having my things covered in mud.
Right.
Which they still are covered in mud in the trunk of my car at this time.
Right. Right. So we keep going after you like fully like hissied out a little bit.
I hissied out. You hissied out plenty on this hike too.
I don't know about that.
Oh,
but anyway,
No.
We keep you going, did. And it really does feel like if you've ever played the video game Myst or Riven, I just felt like I was in this world and I needed to solve a puzzle to like reveal this boat that was sunken below the water
and
so I could take it to another island.
And for those of us who have not played that game.
Right.
I would just say like, you know, like Stephen King's The Mist is a great way to describe it, except right. like things aren't like pulling you and like killing you. In the
but I'm also talking about like approaching the lookout tower. That's what I felt.
Oh,
like.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a lookout tower in Stephen King's The Mist, but I'm
I don't
sure
think so.
At the real Stephen King could tell us.
Sure.
If that's
I'm
a
sure
candle.
He could. I'm sure he could. The real Stephen King.
Right.
So we are getting up and it's finally like, oh, that's a clearing up there. Mm-hmm. It looks like there is a clearing and like we're seeing things. And like suddenly like the trees and stuff to the side of us are like shorter and shorter and shorter. And then we suddenly see the lookout tower, which right. is like made of like wood and stone. And right. it's like over in the distance. And then, but here was the big thing. The big moment was before we went to that lookout tower, we turned left and we saw literally all of the Smoky Mountains.
And it was the most incredible.
Oh my God. Hikes with a payoff. Like, all of this was worth it. It was the Smoky Mountains in the fall is one of the most magical things I've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, so we're looking down. You can see the photo. We posted it on our Instagram. But there's like reds and like ruby reds, rich reds and oranges and golds just like cascading over these mountains with this white fog rolling over it.
It was incredible to see. And like, it was this a pretty is good a panorama.
Real place. Yeah. It's a real place. I can't believe it's a real place.
Yeah. And it was really, I mean, the hike itself was gorgeous, but Dusty's right. When you have a payoff like this at the end, it really just like crystallizes everything about the experience.
And it makes you actually physically stop and go, I'm just going to take this in right here.
Yeah.
So we leave the rock and we make our way up to the lookout tower,
which dates to the 1930s. It was a project built by the Civilian Conservation Corps, which is part of FDR's New Deal project.
And it is at the bottom of it made of stone, like supported by stone. Yeah. And then at the top is made of wood. Yep. And it was octagonally shaped.
It was.
Painted white. And it had like a wraparound deck around it.
Yep.
And it was probably maybe like 12 feet across, like in diameter.
No, more than that.
You think it was more?
Yeah.
Like 14 feet?
If I laid down inside, I think you could fit 2.5 of me across. 2.5 Mike Ryans could fit across the inside. And then maybe like a half on each side of the deck. So that's 3.5 Mike Ryans.
That's a lot of math that I can't do right now because of hiking delirium.
That would be like 18 feet plus half of that. 21 feet across is my guess.
Okay, well, what a great guess. So we took some photos around here, and then we went and we sat inside of this lookout tower.
So we are currently sitting inside of the watchtower, is that what it's called?
The Mount Camera Watchtower.
Like the Mount Camera Watchtower, and we're eating snacks, and Mike is making sure to, like, all of that, right? So describe what we're seeing, Mike. Oh, you just put a snack in your mouth. No. No, not yet. I'll start us off. So it is octagonal, this tower. There are 8 sides and like a stop sign.
Decahagonal. There's 10.
There's 10?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, 8.
8. Okay. I thought I was right. Thank you very much. So 8 sides, and it's pitched up at the top and made of wood.
Do you also like that I made up decahagonal? What the hell is that?
No, it's wrong. Anyway, but clearly a lot of people have been up here before because they have left, they have carved things into the wall and they have like written things on the wall, names, dates.
And on the windows. So, yeah.
What are some things that you see up here right now?
There is a photo. There's a Sharpie marker drawing of a lion with a heart surrounding it, and it says Lionheart.
I also see an image of a dinosaur, and it says when dinosaurs ruled the earth.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people's names, and like there was one that was like swiped right on like 3:15.
Oh yeah, it says she swiped right 12:26:15. And she said, yes, 12/21/16. And that's A and N. Whoever you are, I hope.
I feel like that is like a Hallmark movie right there.
For real.
She swiped right.
She swiped right. Coming to you this Hallmark.
This Hallmark.
Coming to you this Christmas. This Hallmark Christmas season. Also, there's someone else who wrote Love is Love, and it looks like two drawings of two dudes, and it says 8/2018, so that's not too long ago. Also, some other people, the Wonder Twins, Sam and Kaylin, whoever they are, and also Hector and Emma from May 31st, 2016. All of the people who have been up here prior to us.
And there were quite a few names up there.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. I mean, I'm not for really defacing something like that. But
no, not at all. Me either.
And we didn't add anything.
We didn't.
But it was interesting to see what people had graffitied all over this.
There were so many couples' names and initials and hearts and, you know, dates and
that old trope
was here. That old trope.
Right. Yeah, real hard. But like, we're sitting in the room and then all of a sudden we hear a noise.
Oh my God. Yeah, we did. And we were like, oh my God, what is that?
Right. And we peeked outside and there were people out there, which was crazy.
Suddenly,
because
two people, and they had an adorable dog.
They did, which I didn't see actually, because I was like,
it's a small little black dog with some white spots. It was so cute.
Because then I walked around the tower to take some more photos and they jumped inside, I think.
Yeah.
And they reclaimed that space for their own.
Yeah, reclaiming my space.
Reclaiming my space.
Reclaiming my space. Shout out to Maxine Waters. So we start making our way back down.
Yeah.
And there were...
Through the treachery.
Through those treacherous rocks. Mm-hmm. And we passed the horses again. And then...
The non-existent horses.
Not the horses, but the place to put your horses. Mm-hmm. So, but... As we were making our way down, something really weird started to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't notice it until we were using the hiking poles for a while.
We were, yeah.
And we had tied them to the back of my pack.
Because it got really cold.
It got really cold, and I wanted to put my hands in my pockets so that they were warmer. And they had sort of like slid down the back of my pack and like were like... like just hitting my legs as I was walking. So I was like,
your legs.
I was like, can you adjust these poles so that they're like sitting up a little bit higher? And when we stopped, I looked down into the valley because we're covered in mist again at this point in time. Like we're in the mist cloud again on our way back down. And I look into the valley and it was like all of the trees in the valley were just like moving away from me. And I was like, oh, whoa. Am I just like hungry? Am I like tired? Am I delirious? Like, what is happening? And then I was like, hey, this is what I'm seeing right now. Are you seeing this too?
And I was. And it honestly felt like reality was warping around us. That is the best way that I can describe it. And I think it's because of the layers of mist that were moving, like counter to one another. That was creating this weird effect.
Like this optical illusion effect.
It just looked like we were staring through like ripples of water.
I think it's just the mist.
Okay, so we're standing here and we're on our way back down. And oh my God, it's still happening.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird. Okay, so we've been hiking downhill for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're back fully in the middle of this mist. And
yeah.
We're looking down the hill at all the trees and stuff. And what's happening, Mike?
It looks like we're like the trees are moving through water, like the mist is warping things, so they're like the trees are moving closer and further away. Like it looks like an optical illusion.
Completely. I don't know what this is or if this has a name, but it doesn't happen when I look up. That's wrong. I'm looking up now and it's happening a little bit.
I think it's the mist.
It looks like it's bending things. This is just like Stephen King told us.
Yep.
So I just looked this up and it does not have a name. It might be in the world of what they call the Brocken specter, and that like happens, that's an optical illusion that happens in nature occurring with mist in particular, where like your shadow like is like put, like if sunlight is behind you and your shadow goes through the mist and projects itself on something else, it sort of looks like a shadowy figure in front of you, but that is not what was happening to us.
So maybe we are actually in an alternate universe right now.
Maybe we are.
Is Hillary president?
If only. So the, that was a really strange experience. And it, again, it didn't happen when, like, it didn't happen when we were moving. Like, if you moved, everything was fine.
No, it was when you stopped.
So motion also might have, like, a thing to do with it.
Maybe we discovered a new natural phenomena.
Maybe we did, and we should call it
the gaze effect.
The gaze effect.
Right. Gaze agenda?
The gaze agenda.
There we go.
So we're walking down, and we... Now, when we're on our way down, like, it was, like, you know, like I was feeling really good for a long time about like, you know, like, okay, we're headed down, like this is easier. Like, cause I had gotten a little bit of a cramp in like, I guess my adductor muscle.
Right.
And I was like, this is going to be easier. It'll be nice on our way down. But because of the rain and because of all the leaves, it was slippery.
Slippery when wet is a great title for what that trail was for us.
Oh, for real. Mm-hmm. Seriously. There were, so many leaves, you couldn't tell, like, when you would, like, step on a rock or step on, like, in a hole. Like, right. I mean, they were just, it was constant.
And typically our downward journey is a lot quicker, but I feel like it was drawn out because there was more care taken in where we were stepping each time. And we were just like, well, we know that we're, like, moving pretty quick, but this just felt like it was forever.
Forever.
And it was still really beautiful. I mean, there was a point again when, like, before we had, like, fully, truly descended, before we had encountered our mist effect, that we were like, oh, we're back in, like, you know, it's clear and there's no rain. And then it's like, nope, you're just walking through, like, wet mush for the rest of this.
And we had planned on doing another hike today.
We had. We had all the intent. And then we got back to the car and it was like 2:10.
It was. And so we were only going to have light for like just 2 hours, a little maybe. Less than 3 hours. So
yeah,
the hike we wanted to do was 8 miles there and back. And we did not bring headlamps with us.
Right.
And so we knew like hiking in the dark was just a bad idea.
Right.
Like using your phone, especially as like a flashlight, will only work for so long and then your battery will die. So it's just not safe. And then, so we knew we weren't going to do that 8 mile hike.
And to be honest, like with all said and done, like we had hiked like 12 miles today and it was like a 7 hour hike, which is
a 7 hour endeavor.
You know, that's kind of atypical for us because typically we'll hike a little quicker than we usually,
but
you
because
know.
It was wet.
Right.
And because, you know, of like the rain and the mist, what made us a little slower too, because, you know, you had to slow down a little bit inside of that.
Also,
stuff.
We were doing live recordings, which is something we've never done on the trail before. Yeah, so that was really a
new experience.
Yeah.
And we sat down inside of that watchtower for a little while.
Right. There were all the things that added up. Like, I'm not like upset that we missed hiking a second hike today. The plan is, you know, for our next venture, which is going to be tomorrow, to hike at least two or three because they're shorter hikes.
But that'll be really fun. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And with that, let's take a break. Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is Moon. moon.com and use code GAZE24, and that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com, and that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. It's time for Drag Queen Corner.
It is time for Drag Queen Corner.
So we just finished up on the Mount Camerer Trail.
The Mount Camerer Trail.
That's right. And so we are back in the car on our way back to Asheville.
Yeah, it took us about 7 miles to do the trail today. It was a little bit of...
No, 11.
Sorry, it took us about 7 hours.
Yes.
It was 11 miles.
11 miles, and it took us 7 hours to hike today.
But we wanted to talk about a drag queen on our ride back, so...
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Miss Autumn Leaves. Oh my God, Miss Autumn Leaves. Okay, so what do you think about immediately when you think of Autumn Leaves?
I think of a very orange color palette. I just feel, you know, not necessarily that she's like pulling out Halloween gimmicks, but I feel like she is a very like earth tony color palette.
I think you can do like bright orange like wigs in a really, really like tasteful, beautiful way. And I think she does that a lot.
Great. So what's her deal? Like what's all about Autumn Leaves?
I think this is my this is what I think Autumn Leaves' signature thing is, right? I feel like Autumn Leaves is like so she gets booked for a show, she goes and does the show, but her lip sync like abruptly stops in the middle of the song and she just exits the stage. And that's the end of her gig. Like, she does not, like, she doesn't finish it off. Not only does she, like, leave the stage, she, like, leaves the bar. So she just is done. So she, like, perform, abruptly halt, music stops, and she just goes. And then Autumn leaves.
So she's, like, a runaway bride, like, a la Julia Roberts?
Exactly. Okay. Totally, like, a runaway bride.
Gotcha. So that's really interesting. So then what is her song that she stops midway through?
I think she does... this is... Okay, we're getting, like, deep cut, deep state Britney Spears here. Mm-hmm. But I think she does Autumn Goodbye by Britney Spears, which is the second song from her Baby One More Time single that she released, and then she never put Autumn Goodbye on an album, but that is Autumn Leaves.
Goodbye, girl.
It's time to end this live episode from the Smoky Mountain National Park with some Jeopardy.
Some, hopefully, although I don't know, some very site-specific Jeopardy, at least mine is.
Oh, very interesting. Mm. Okay, Mike, let's start with your category.
Okay, my category is called Distilled Whiskey. And In this category, paying homage to the whiskey of Tennessee.
Okay.
Distilled whiskey, you will have to craft a new word from the letters of the word whiskey with the clue that I'm giving you. Distilled whiskey.
Amazing. I'm here for it.
For the $100 clue.
Yes.
Distilled from the word whiskey, this five-letter word is what one might shout after narrowly avoiding death, or what one might also say after narrowly avoiding having to talk with your halitosis-ridden, close-talking Aunt Bertha during your family's Christmas dinner.
Oh my goodness, I don't know. What is that?
Yikes.
Yikes. Oh, goodness.
Distilled from the word whiskey.
That was good. Okay.
They get a little easier. Maybe that shouldn't have been the $100 clue, but...
That's fine.
$200, distilled whiskey. Distilled from the word whiskey, this four-letter word describes a rigorous outdoor walking, scrambling, and climbing activity, or maybe the end of this phrase, go take a blank, something a bartender may say to you after you've had too much to drink.
What is hike?
That is correct.
Yes.
Distilled from whiskey for $300.
I'm ready.
Distilled from the word whiskey, this four-letter word describes part of what Miss Muffet likes to eat, as well as a supplement to be taken post-workout.
Whey.
That is correct.
Curds and whey. What is whey?
That's correct.
Great.
Give me that what. Distilled whiskey for $400.
Okay.
Distilled from the word whiskey, this five-letter word has a homonym that means sophisticated current fashion, and also completes this 30 Rock quote by Jenna Maroney. What? But the blank that won me in that poker game was beheaded.
What is chic?
That is correct. And lastly, distilled whiskey for $500. Distilled from the word whiskey, this five-letter word could either mean that you were quickly swooped away by the man of your dreams, or that you were baking and you needed to rapidly beat in the eggs.
What is whisk?
That is correct.
Look at that. Look well at that. Done.
Distilled whiskey.
Distilled whiskey. Okay, it is time for my category. Great. Are you ready?
I am. My body is ready.
Okay, here we go. This is a shout out to my friend Dita that I was traveling with. When we were traveling, we passed by a group of mountains, and she did not know the name of the mountains. And I kind of came really hard for her. I was like, girl, you better know your American mountain ranges. So this is called... Girl, you better know your American mountain ranges.
Well, I'm really, I just had a moment of like sheer panic because my second Jeopardy that I wrote for our next episode is also about mountain ranges, but it's not in what you're doing. So
okay, great.
I'm
so
very
I think
happy
we're okay.
for that. Yeah.
Okay, great. Good. And also, these are not the major players. So Appalachia, Smoky Mountains, and Rocky Mountains are not.
Great.
Any of the answers here.
Watch me fail, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, here
Watch
we go. No, I've hard. Done this for you so that you can succeed. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I can be at 11:30 this evening.
Okay, great. Here we go. For $100. Mm-hmm. This western mountain range can be seen while driving from Los Angeles to Las Vegas and could also be the name of an earthy Wiccan drag queen.
What are the Sierra Madres?
No, sir. Oh. What is the Sierra Nevadas?
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, earthy Wiccan drag queen.
Sierra Madres is another mountain range.
Yes, I know. That's why I said it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, all the sass this evening.
At 11:30 this evening, folks.
As my mom would say about me, if I behaved like that, oh, somebody is tired.
Girl.
It's time for the $200 clue. Mm-hmm. Rumored to have been named for the mountain lions that inhabited the area when the Dutch arrived, this northeastern mountain range is often an escape for Manhattanites.
What are the Catskill Mountains?
That is correct. Well done. Okay, 300. The name for this northeastern mountain range literally means porcupine in Mohawk language and was the original hunting ground for the Algonquian people and the Mohawk tribes. And its highest peak is Mount Marcy and is also a neighbor of the Catskill Mountains.
I have no idea.
We were looking for what is the Adirondacks.
Oh, well... Adirondack and porcupine, I just feel the connection now.
I know. Mm. Okay, here we go. 400. Running through the northern part of Arkansas, this southern mountain range got its name from the French and literally means of Arkansas. And it also shares a name with a hit Netflix mystery drama starring Laura Linney and Jason Bateman.
What are the Ozark Mountains?
Well done, yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And finally, it's time for the $500 clue. And I think this is something you can get.
We'll see.
This northwestern mountain range is a part of the Pacific Ring of Fire because of its active volcanoes. And its highest peak is Mount Rainier, which is also a national park.
My guess is the Northwest Passage Mountains. I have no freaking clue.
That is incorrect. What is the Cascade Range?
Yes.
That's what it was.
There also, could have been a clue about waterfalls. There could have been something that helped me there. Nothing.
Oh. Well, you've been to Mount Rainier.
I have been to Mount Rainier.
So I thought you knew that. Sorry.
And I absorb most facts, but apparently the Cascades was not a fact that seeped into my brain space.
Also, let's talk about, well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Miss Cascade.
Miss Cascade.
Someone today in that lookout tower wrote Mama Cass, and I am here for it. I do love me some Mama Cass.
Mm-hmm. The Mormas and the Porpas.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. As one might say in our weird
Baltimore accent.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I know people who live in Baltimore and they don't speak like that.
No.
That's what we've decided. Mm-hmm. So thank you for tuning into this live episode from the Smokies, coming to you in the middle of the week bonus.
It is firmly Saturday.
Oh, it's not Saturday yet. We still have like 17 minutes.
When people listen to this, it'll be Saturday.
When people listen, it will be Saturday. Mm-hmm. If they listen as soon as it's uploaded. Mm-hmm. So,
Also, all the sass is being brought to you by being up for too long and recording very late. Thanks,
recording
everybody.
Very late. Thanks, everybody. This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast.
Follow us on Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks and on Twitter at Gaze at the Parks. That's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
Stay tuned for more episodes about our adventures in the Smoky Mountains.
And some time traveling as we delve back into a summer trip 2 years ago.